If we don't have 53 guys with that same attitude walking in that building, we got to find 53 guys that do. And what he did was he put how he feels out there. And I think that's great. You know, I've been around a lot of great athletes and great coaches that have had all sayings about going to the Super Bowl. You know, Mike Ditka came in his first mini camp and told everybody, I got good news and bad news. Good news is we're going to Super Bowl. Bad news, some of you aren't going. You know, Jimmy Johnson said, hey, if you're going to talk it, you better walk it, you know. And I'm going to quote, you know, a friend and a mentor and Herm Edwards, you know, you play to win the game. And that's the bottom line. He put it out there. That's how he feels. That's what he believes. And I want 53 guys at the end of the day that want that same attitude, same belief. Do we know what's going to happen? No. But based on how he feels and what he believes, I'm right behind him because I feel the same way. In fact, I'm stepping out in front just saying the same thing. This is a group of men that if they understand and work hard, put it on themselves, who knows? The sky can be the limit. But we've got to go out first and foremost and do it now, during training camp and develop and become the football team that gives themselves a chance to win every Sunday.
Some coaches might not like a player come out, but you're all for it.
Yeah, because like I said, if you don't have 53 guys with that same attitude, you know, 52 other guys, then what are we playing for? You know, I don't want to hear anybody says, oh, yeah, heck, are you kidding? I'll be happy 8-8. No. You know, you as Herm Edwards says, you play to win the game.
You put any stock into now being a target? And
no, because everybody else believes the same thing. He just said it. I mean, that's the truth of the matter. Is if you ask all 32 teams, and if they have players that say, oh, well, you know, we'll be happy to win a few games. No, your attitude has to be that. You got to believe that because when we start from day one, if you don't, you're not going to work as hard as you should. And I think what Ryan did was he put it out there. He wants his teammates to know that he put it out there. And the great thing is the reaction I've gotten from some of his teammates, you know, from what John Beeson said and Charles Johnson and Steve Smith, who I saw today. You know, when all those guys say, hey, okay, let's go. You know, that's important. You know, do we know what's going to happen? No. But I'll tell you, if we work hard, do the things we're supposed to, manage our expectations, we got a chance.
You've played on a championship caliber team, too, that is all about confidence. This is kind of a deal that, hey, we're a confident bunch.
Well, I think so. But I think more so than anything else, I think is Ryan sees the change. He sees the development. He sees the growth and the potential. And I think the thing that we have to grasp as a football team is it's up to us. It's up to how we approach things and how we practice and prepare and get ready to play and then how we go out and execute. I think we have the tools. I believe we can if we come out and have that approach.
Did you mention anything to the team today or will you on Friday or Saturday about what Khalil?
Boy, you just love the jump to come. I most certainly will. When we get together on Friday, I'll talk about that because I think it's important they all know how I feel about that as well.